I think we have a lot to show for in terms of what we have achieved against terrorist groups of all kinds and hues, you know. The Pakistan-Afghan border, these tribal areas, you know, they have been cleansed. I can say this with responsibility to you that there is absolutely no organized presence of any group in Pakistan. I can also tell you that we are determined, as is the Prime Minister and our leadership, to not let anyone use our territory against anyone or against any country.
And that includes the Haqqanis?
That would include everybody. Anyone who is using terrorism as an instrument will be acted upon, has been acted upon, acted against. These areas, these tribal areas, even the British could not, the British, this was kind of created as a buffer. And these were areas where the writ of the Pakistani state would not apply, as was the case before that with the British. So we have mainstreamed these areas into Pakistan's KPK province. So FATA today is the laws of KPK, the law enforcement jurisdiction of KPK is applicable to. So this integration is historic, and this will also allow for us and the provincial government to basically integrate these areas better into mainstream Pakistan. And this is revolution. And not just that, you know, we have carried out almost 20,000 intelligence-based operations across Pakistan. Mm-hmm. So, and we really have cleared, and the improved security situation in Pakistan speaks for this. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had the lowest number of terrorist incidents in 12 years, and we hope to actually see this even improve in 2019. So all this speaks about the indiscriminate nature of the operations that we have carried out, and the successes that we have achieved against these groups.
Very last thing on that point. So there is no active terror group operating in Pakistan at this point?
Absolutely not.
And you're certain of that?
I am certain.
Asad Majid Khan, Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. J.J. Green, WTOP News.